Some 14,000 Iraqis have escaped from the Daesh-held city of Mosul since late March, as the Iraqi army is pushing forward full throttle to take back control of the city that fell into the hands of ISIL in 2014. The UN says up to 1.5 million people are expected to flee from the grip of Daesh through humanitarian corridors that would be established for them by Iraqi troops.
We're calling on the Iraqi government to devise a relief strategy to help displaced persons. We also urge the government to demand international assistance. The international community should take responsibility for Iraqis and help them who are dealing with a humanitarian crisis.
Up to 500,000 Iraqis have been forced to leave their homes in Mosul in the past 2 years. The UN says the cost for the relief for the latest wave of internally displaced people is expected to stand at around $2 billion, with $284 million needed urgently, a cost lawmakers here in Iraq stress Baghdad should not cover on its own.
The international community must provide all the funds and necessities needed for Iraq to cope with this crisis. When the push for the Mosul's takeover starts, 2 million Iraqis will flee from their city and its bordering regions. The Iraqi forces are establishing humanitarian corridors, but we also need to set up relief camps for them.
Iraqi Premier Haider al-Abadi has promised to liberate Mosul by the end of 2016. Iraqi parliamentarians stress that while Iraq is spearheading the war on terrorism and eradicating a terror group that is a threat to the world, the international community's assistance continues to be very limited. Daesh-led violence has already displaced one-third of Iraq's population. This number is expected to further rise as the fighting rages on. Baghdad has spoken of a plan to help cope with the rising number of IDPs. However, critics say the plan is proceeding at slow pace as the need for international action is dire. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.